The Wisconsin Olympics are kicking off with the opening ceremonies on TV tonight, and we continue our coverage of Wisconsin Olympians who are competing in the Games.
Ben Loomis is a 19-year-old athlete from Eau Claire who's representing Team USA in the Winter Olympics. He's in the Nordic combined event, which combines cross-country skiing and ski jumping.
WPR's Maureen McCullum recently caught up with Loomis before he headed off to compete in South Korea.
So you're from Eau Claire, and you're also 19 years old, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
I grew up in Eau Claire and was there until I was 15, and then I moved to Park City, Utah.
To really focus on your sport, right?
Yep, yeah, I moved there primarily to go to a special school. It was called the Winter Sports School of Park City, and that was a charter school, actually, for about 100 kids, and what made it so special and really unique is that we would start school year in April, and then we'd finish the school year in November, so we'd have entire winter off to travel, compete, train, and really, really worked out well for all winter athletes.
Wow. So you have qualified in the Nordic combined event, and Nordic combined is ski jumping and cross-country skiing combined. So basically, two sports in one event.
Yes.
So why is it, how is it that you got involved in that?
My family's always been into Nordic skiing. My dad picked it up, and my brother and I both started when we were really young, about 2 to 4 years old. Kind of first started walking around on skis. And actually, my brother really got me into the sport. He's 6 years older than me, and he saw the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City, and he watched the Nordic combined event, and he had already been a cross-country skier. So he thought it'd be cool if he could learn ski jumping also. And it turned out we had a local jump in our town, the Flying Eagle Ski Club right in Eau Claire. So we both kind of got started at the same time. I was about 5 years old and he was 10, and kind of just grew from there.
Wow. I'm just like, I can't imagine. First of all, the idea of ski jumping is terrifying to me, but being 5 years old and having the courage to ski jump is really incredible.
Yeah, and of course you start on really, really little hills.
Sure.
They put you on alpine skis to start, so you just kind of going through the motions, going over little bumps, and just learning basic ski skills, and then you can progress from there.
So do you know the history of the event at all? Like, why is it that at some point in time, some Nordic folks decided that they wanted to put ski jumping and cross-country skiing together in one event?
I think it started from cross-country skiing, and they would be walking around on their skis, and they would build little jumps and say, hey, who can go the furthest off this? And it just began from that. They used to use all the same equipment, and they would just go out and have fun and cross-country ski and then combine it with some ski jumping, and it just grew from there.
Huh. So when you're ski jumping in the Nordic combined event, how high or how far are you jumping? And is there any way you can kind of help us put that into perspective, like that distance or the height?
Yeah, so in a typical Olympic-sized ski jump, there's actually two different sizes, and usually it's a 90-meter hill and a 120-meter hill. And what that means is that's roughly how far you can fly. So, for example, on the 120-meter hill, that 120 meters would be a good jump, and the best jumpers will go even further than that. So on a hill like that, the best ski jumpers are flying over a football field in length.
Wow. And how far, what's your farthest
distance? My furthest jump is 136 meters, which is over 500 feet.
Holy cow. That's amazing. So when you're up there, when you're ski jumping, like, what is that like? What's going through your head?
Well, we've done it so many times that it just becomes second nature, I could say. And we're able to just really focus on usually one or two things that we're trying to work on in our ski jumping and just put everything else out of our mind and just have a clear mind and clear head and kind of let the muscle memory take over.
I would love to be at a point in my life when flying felt like second nature.
Yeah, it's a very unique experience, and once you learn how to do it, it really, there's nothing like it.
One of my coworkers wants to know if you scream anything in the air as you're jumping.
No, definitely you're staying quiet, and you're not able to hear any of the crowd, and you're just kind of looking forward and focused on going as far as you can and landing well.
So focusing on the cross-country portion of this sport, when you all are out there, it's a 10K course, right? That's about a little over 6 miles.
Yep.
And you are all going incredibly fast, right?
Yeah, 10K is a unique distance because it's not quite a sprint event, but it's still really fast and really hard the whole time through. And our courses are typically 4 laps, so each lap generally gets faster and faster and a little bit harder. So, yeah, that makes it really exciting, really challenging.
It's incredible to me that you can be talented in both events. Like, you have to be light and have this extreme lower body strength for ski jumping, but then this incredible endurance for cross-country skiing. Is it like a delicate balance for you as an athlete?
Absolutely. That's what makes Nordic Combined so interesting, is it's balancing the two different sports. The more you train for one sport, the worse you get at the other one. So it's a really fine line of balancing them and being able to train both of them really hard and training both sides smartly too.
So how do you find that delicate balance?
Well, it takes years and years of training. I would say there's definitely guys on the World Cup that are really strong jumpers and not so good at skiing and vice versa. So it takes a lot of time, a lot of training, and just really competing against other guys to figure out exactly what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are that you need to work on.
So right now you're in Switzerland. You're at the Junior World Championship. How's that going?
Yeah, so far it's been going great. We had our first competition this Tuesday, and I took a bronze medal in that, which was
congrats. Really big.
That was my goal going into the championships. So that was really exciting. And then we also had another team competition today that we finished seventh in, and I think that was a pretty good result from our team. We all had good performances either on the cross-country course or the jump hill, so overall it was a very solid day.
That's great. So now you're heading to the Olympics. Congratulations. That must feel amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited.
I mean, what was that feeling like when you realized I qualified?
Yeah, it was almost surreal. For me, it took a little time to process that and really come to grips with the fact that I'm representing the U.S. and going to the Olympics. It set in over, I'd say, the course of a few days. I knew I had a really good shot kind of closing down on the qualification period. So when it finally became official, it was definitely a big relief and really exciting.
And your brother, Adam Loomis, he's also on Team USA. He didn't qualify this year, but is there a hope that maybe in the future that you two would be able to compete together?
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't have quite as best year this winter. And I think if he keeps going, he definitely has a really good shot. And next Olympics coming up, so that would be really cool if we could both be on the same Olympic team someday.
So in these days leading up to the Winter Games, how exactly are you preparing?
So I'm mostly trying to just, you know, kind of focus and treat it like any other competition, not overthink things and not really try any harder than I would in other competitions, because that's when you make mistakes, is when you try too hard and change your routine and make changes to your sport.
So do you have expectations for yourself at the Winter Games?
I don't have expectations in terms of numbers. I'm just hoping to put down a really good performance and jump at the level I know I'm capable of, and if I can just put my best foot forward, then I'll be happy.
So the athletes you'll be competing against, have you competed against some of them before, or a lot of these people, are they new to you?
I've competed against pretty much every athlete, I would say. They're all World Cup athletes and competed on World Cup a few times now, and there's also some junior athletes that I'm really good friends with that'll be there as well, that I've battled with, especially like at a Junior World Championships like this week. There's a few athletes going to the Olympic Games next week as well.
So besides competing, is there anything you're excited, maybe other sports you're excited to watch at the Olympics?
Yeah, definitely. It will be pretty exciting being able to watch like cross-country skiing, for example. I'm a really big fan of, obviously, because I do the sport, and they're really kind of coming up and a really good shot at some medals. And of course, some of the other new sports, hockey and alpine skiing, obviously the U.S. is doing well at, and I think mm-hmm. those could be really exciting.
And will your family be over there with you?
My parents will be.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to you. We'll all be rooting for you back here in Wisconsin.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Have a good one.
That was WPR's Maureen McCollum talking with Ben Loomis, an Eau Claire native who is competing in the Winter Olympics in the Nordic combined event.